This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Touchdown. Vershawn Jackson, number 34, gets the touchdown.
Terrell Farley.
Defending Terrell Farley.
Who last week in his first start was a holy terror. Number 43.
And Jake Bakoven. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Powered by Bauer. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Yeah. Box syndrome. You got the box syndrome. What's wrong with this thing? Is this thing on?
Can you hear me?
Nick's trying to patch in. What's Nick got for us? He got some treats.
Breaking news for Nick.
Trick or treat.
A little bit of breaking
news.
On a Friday to get it off on the wrong foot.
What do you mean a wrong foot?
Isaac Trout has committed to Creighton.
Mute it. We don't want to hear that.
What?
Yep.
Not surprising.
Who did?
Isaac Trout commits to Creighton.
Give me a little background on Isaac Trout.
Isaac Trout, top 60 recruit in the country out of Grand Island, Nebraska, goes to Virginia, gets a little banged up, decides to redshirt, and enter the transfer portal to get closer to home. And we kind of we talked about it on various shows. Wanted to be closer to home. Creighton needs to fill the void of Baylor Shireman and a couple other guys that are graduating and moving on. And so they go and get Isaac Trout just about 4 days after he enters the portal. And it makes sense. His girlfriend's at Creighton. I mean,
they almost made it to the Final Four.
They made it to the Final
right,
Four.
Yeah.
They didn't, but they almost.
Virginia was what, number a one seed?
Virginia lost to – who did they lose to, Rico? Who did Virginia lose to?
They lost right away to Furman.
That's right, the Paladins.
Yeah, the first big upset.
But he didn't play this year.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
so
he redshirted.
He was going to carve out time next year. Just redshirted this
year.
So he commits to Creighton, and Nebraska is still searching for a transfer portal addition.
But to be fair, this was expected. I mean, it was expected to go to Creighton. Yeah.
At
that point, though, Nick. And nothing against Nebraska basketball. I think Nebraska basketball is coming.
Yeah.
But they've got to really, really build a relationship with some little eighth grade kid that's the next.
I mean, they had a relationship with Trout prior to Virginia. Both Creighton and Nebraska recruiting.
There goes the Jasker.
Both Nebraska and Creighton were recruiting Isaac Trout out of high school. It's just so was Virginia and Gonzaga and all those other teams.
And I guess the story out of this with Baylor Shireman is guys, homegrown Nebraska players that are making their name elsewhere or not. I mean, Trout could have, like you said, hasn't even played college ball yet, but a top 60 guy, are going to Creighton, again, to your exact point. That's a better program by far
now. Basketball.
And Nebraska's doing fine, but it's not Creighton. So you're not going to win these. If you're a high-end recruit wanting to come home to Nebraska, you're probably going to go to Creighton.
Guess what? We beat Creighton.
We did beat Creighton.
Yeah, we beat them.
Yeah.
It's like beating Iowa. We beat Iowa.
At least we beat them.
Yeah, at least we beat them. You know?
we beat Creighton.
Get out of here.
He's right. It's the same as we beat Iowa.
Hey. We beat Creighton.
Hate.
We're not hating on Nebraska. We're congratulating Creighton. Mm-hmm. That's all. I mean, come on.
It's not good, though, for Nebraska.
No.
So, I mean, it's a problem that needs to be addressed and fixed.
Well, it's going to be tough.
Spoken like a true Jaster, huh?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It'd be like anything else. Who's got a chance against Nebraska football within 250 miles?
Well, I mean, if Kansas State gets better, Iowa.
Stop it.
Iowa State, Kansas.
Yeah, Nebraska still better.
Colorado, Dion.
Yeah. I said 250 miles.
Okay.
How do I go for it?
You can't get to Colorado in 250 miles, sir. Just so you know, Bob. Okay. Kansas City is probably about max. Outside that Kansas City area, Independence. And then, let's see, Iowa City coming on Ames.
you might make it to Iowa City.
Iowa City is about a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
It's close. I'll give it to Iowa City. What are you looking at? What's the problem?
Hey.
Hey, you come in here eating on candy. I know it's going to be a problem day for you.
I haven't said anything to you.
I know, but you're looking.
Hey, you being the wrong father figure to the wrong person.
What are you talking about?
Stop trying to be my father.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, you sound like
no
a.
One can
oh,
be
you sound like. Do you?
No one can be Terrell Farley's father.
Hey, look,
father.
Do you?
But
just,
you're a father.
You're a complainer, man.
I complain about what?
You're just an old man.
You got some nerves to say I'm a complainer.
Yeah.
Says the guy who complains about his phone. Do you still have the 450 number, or is it back to 499?
Might be back. I don't know.
Oh, but you were complaining about that, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So who's the real complainer, me or you?
I guess when things happen, me.
You guess.
Yeah.
Oh well, I think this is better than a guess. Sorry.
Yeah.
By the way, man, we want to welcome you guys to the fastest 2 hours of radio, the Captain Show. I'm with
the black shirt
and
Buck.
I know you guys are watching, but by the way, you can
baby
go on
black shirt.
Amazon Prime.
We on Amazon Prime?
We on Amazon.
It's like we're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Turn us on.
Paid cable.
What's up?
That's
YouTube,
right.
YouTube, Twitch, Twitter. What else? Facebook.
Yeah, cable now.
Cable.
Allo.
Allo. Yep. Thank you. Help me out. We got a new station.
We need to get on
built.
TikTok.
We have
don't
a TikTok.
Need to be on
we don't
TikTok.
Have a live stream.
We don't need to be on TikTok.
Hey, did you see that video I sent you yesterday, Bob, with Mike Tyson?
I don't think so. I got
to
look.
We don't need to be on TikTok.
Mike Tyson's crazy.
We
send it about.
Hey, so it's Freestyle Friday.
Freestyle Friday.
And it just makes good sense that it's Freestyle
yes.
Friday. So I got a good, I got a newfound best friend.
Yo, somebody took my place?
Yeah. You're fired.
Oh, man.
I love firing you, Terrell. You're such a good sport.
Oh, man.
I can fire him. He
can I get a service package or something?
It's called severance package.
It doesn't
and
matter.
And the answer is no.
Why?
Why? You didn't work long enough. You got to put 3 years. You ain't vested.
That's all right. I'll take about five ticket T-shirts and go my way.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some pins.
And paint your face on the back of them and throw dots at them. No, put
whatever.
Somehow get your face on Call of Duty and just – take
uh-oh.
It to you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You say all of the other competitors is my face.
Yeah. Everett. Just
look how I'm helping them out. I'm helping them take me out.
Oh, man, that's like a headshot.
You're so smart, aren't you?
Yeah. I can do that.
Our defensive line coach had a chance to speak. I didn't send you the audio, but we might have it. And if we don't, we'll get it a little bit later on. But we're going to do something different. We're going to talk some cars. I want to bring Kendall in from A1 Automotive. And we're going to talk old school cars for a little bit, just because that's something that I'm into, he's into, and then just tell you a little bit about how you can go get your car. I mean, we were at Buffalo Wild Wings. So you want to get your car fixed, Terrell? You need an oil change? You need the headlights hooked up? What else was wrong? Your heat don't work?
It works now.
That's a lie.
You're a liar.
You haven't been driving it.
Yeah.
Call the people. Did you drive it today?
No.
Exactly. Call the people from A1 Automotive. I'll get the number once Kendall gets here, but we're going to talk about cars. And I've got a little secret car that I want to know if he knows anything about. I know you don't know about this car. I can show you the picture, but let me show you?
Yeah.
No.
Let me see. Let me see it before you show it.
Okay, I got to get it out of my jacket. Can we do a radio show?
You the one? You just asked the question.
You don't know where it is.
I'm picking on you, Terrell.
Yeah.
I'm picking on you.
They already say I'm picking on you, so now I might as well acknowledge it.
Yes.
I'm picking on you.
Well.
Now what? Now what are the calls going to be?
What's wrong with
him? I admit that I'm picking on him. I'm not bullying him. I am picking on him.
It's picking on you when somebody pays attention to you. I'm not even paying attention to you. So you're not picking on me. You know, common sense to tell you that.
Everybody's hollering about I'm bullying and I'm picking. He just told y'all the truth. Tell him again.
What?
You
talking? Huh? You say something?
Tell the truth again. Tell the truth about I'm not bullying you. Tell people.
Oh, I never get bullied on that.
See?
I stopped that in elementary.
See? So I don't know what all these guys, your buddies, are talking about me bullying.
I had a bully in elementary.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do to him?
Oh, man. When it was go time, it was it. Uh-oh. That was it.
You scrapped?
Mom told me don't run. You better fight him.
Uh-oh.
No, so, I learned my lesson about being a bully. I bullied in I bullied this kid who became my best friend, by matter of fact. And what's the school? What's after elementary?
Middle school? Yeah, junior high.
Middle school.
Junior high.
I thought junior high was 7th, 8th, and 9th.
7th and 8th.
Now, I'm talking about 4th, 5th, and 6th.
That's elementary.
Nah, is it?
That's it depends.
Second,
different for school, us.
Yeah, yeah, mostly.
Elementary, I thought was 2/3. I don't know. No. But anyway, I've been
K through 6.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm so far. But back in Omaha, when you got the 3rd grade, 4th through 6th or 7th, depending on where you went, you got bused. We had the bus program all the way to the south side. Pawnee Elementary, I'll never forget it. And you know, you coming from the projects, because Kellum was in the hood, it was right there, it's a hood school. Then you go to Pawnee.
Why didn't you go to Kellum?
I did.
Oh, you did.
K through third.
Oh, I see. Okay,
then they said we got to integrate you guys. You guys ain't gonna make it. So they sent us to Pawnee, and we got integrated. Right. Mm. And, you know, there was predominantly white. I mean, we were the low end of the totem pole, of course, in that school. So, which was a great time. But it was just, you remind me of him, Tupac. We were cool, okay. But I was picking on him.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You were the bully.
I was the bully. Mm. It was like 4th or 5th. It might have been 5th or 6th. Yeah. And so I got him like in the – I thought I was a wrestler. I thought that I could do all the moves on people. The DDT was there. The Cobra Clutch, there was all types of moves, right?
So yeah.
I had him in some type of chokehold, right? And I shouldn't have did it, right? Guess what he did to me? He left a piece of a pencil in my neck.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, oh, God.
Oh, he stabbed you.
Stabbed me with a pencil.
Oh, my goodness.
We became best friends after that.
Yeah, sounds
and
like
I became
sounds
the
like
bully
you.
Stopper.
That's what you respect.
Sounds like you.
After that, I became the bully stopper.
Sounds like you.
What? What do you mean?
Be somebody's friend after they do something to you.
Bruh. Yeah. Listen, he made me respect him real quick with that pencil. I thought I had lead poison. I didn't know what was going on.
Like, here's the equalizer. Dude,
Well, Bach,
he had to get me off of him some kind of way.
I know what to do now, daughter Bach.
Oh, yeah.
I got 3 pins sitting right here, Bach.
No.
Violence, walking out of here looking like Frankenstein.
Correct. Violence is not the way, black shirt. You cannot wear your black shirt uniform anymore.
Yeah,
especially when you're in the studio, sir.
It's okay.
Okay, you have to pump your brakes and be a person now. Okay? Take a deep breath.
That's you. Well,
come on, take a deep breath. Smell the roses.
Who is this guy talking to?
Take a deep breath. Everybody, take a deep breath. Smell the roses. And then blow out the candles. Leave it to you. I'm trying to do an activity here with the people. And you got to go and mess it up.
We have morning yoga here on the captain. We got
Why not?
Get you in the good mood.
Why not? We got some Husker football to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, we got. Hey, Ryan said, have a great weekend, guys. He must have been talking about that last outfit that just left. Yeah. AD and Rafter. And by the way, how dare you, AD, say that some of those quarterbacks were better than the great John Elway? I'm appalled.
Who he said?
I don't even want to say it. It was so disrespectful to his buddy Raph that I don't even want to say it. But I figured I'd get on here and defend him. How dare you? Joe Montana, yes.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady, yes.
Peyton Manning?
Yes. But John Elway is like 4 or 5.
Yeah, he's up there.
Let's stop with the shenanigans, guys.
John Elway, he's in my top 10.
Yeah.
He's in my top 10.
Yeah. He's probably like 7, 8.
But I heard I could have swore 80 didn't say Jackson, did he?
Lamar?
Yeah.
Better than Elway?
I think he recanted it, but I thought he said Jackson.
There's teams in the NFL right now that don't want Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 80. I was just saying. Iowa City is at least 4.5 hours. I live in Des Moines, 3 hours from Lincoln. Then Iowa City is 1.5 hours east of Des Moines. Now, let me tell you something, Gator. I was going to Iowa. So I'm coming from Omaha. Now what is it? 3.5. Well, depending on how you drive it, you can get there in 3-ish.
It's 303.5 miles from Lincoln.
Okay, I'm 53 miles off.
Couldn't imagine you're in black and gold. Ugh.
You crazy. I'd have been a big pack. Can't you tell?
248 miles from Omaha, so it would have
I'm hitting that. Omaha, yeah. I'm hitting that. What we got? We look like we might have a phone call. Hold on a minute. So, hey, Gator, we appreciate that, though. Seriously. VJ, get off my lawn, old man. What does that mean? We got somebody on the phone?
Yep, it's Scott.
Scott on the phone? Scott Frost?
It could be Scott Frost, even.
All right. Scott, you're on with the captain.
Hey, what's up, guys?
That ain't Scott. What's up, Scott?
I'm 66 years old. I just want to say one thing about Terrell Farley. Never seen a better defensive player in my life. He's the last of the headhunters. Love that man when he was out there playing football.
Thank you, my man.
You think we'll get another headhunter like him?
God, I'll tell you, he was. I've never seen a defensive player that was so smart and could read the field. And he was like a monster man out there. He just went wherever he wanted to and just kicked some serious butt.
Ooh, don't make me blush,
thank
Scott.
Thank you very much, Terrell. I enjoyed watching you.
Thank you, Scott, sir.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Don't cry.
Oh, my God.
Don't cry. Scott buttered you up real good.
Yeah.
He buttered you up real good.
I'm the man for the rest of the show.
Yes,
you're going to listen to me. Hey, you get over here, and I'm running it.
Oh, yeah.
Sit down. That's right.
Yep.
Welcome to the Captain Show. This is Terrell Farley.
You got it. Don't get scared now.
What we're doing?
Don't look at me now. The man just buttered you up.
Okay, so
had you smiling like Chester Cheetah, and now all of a sudden you don't know what to talk about.
What you want to talk about, Bach? Go ahead. I'll let Bach run.
Oh, what you want to talk about, Bach?
I like Bach.
He just gave you some accolades, right?
Some accolades? I love it. I really don't get too many compliments like that. It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Scott played for 2 years, and he gets more compliments than guys who play for 10.
If you guys want to call in and give Terrell some more compliments, go ahead.
Please.
402-464-5685.
It's the Terrell Farley Butter Him Up Show.
He hasn't heard enough compliments lately.
Let me take Steve Taylor and tell him to text in.
Hey,
call in, Steve, if you hear it. Yeah, Steve Taylor. Oh, Rico says Steve Taylor. No, I'm just playing.
You want to call Steve and prank call him?
Nah.
Dang, why not?
If you want to.
I'm just saying. You don't have anything to talk about. I thought you get buttered up. Now, hey, who was that call? What was his name?
Scott.
Scott. Yeah. Scott, thanks a lot now. He's blushing over here. I don't know how I can tell you the blush, but he's blushing. And he has nothing to talk about. You got Cat got his tongue for real now.
I tell you what, I appreciate that by Scott, but, Nebraska got a lot of more great linebackers. You know, you just can't put myself on a pedestal better than Levant David or you got Barrett Rudd, who was good. Randy Steller, you got to think about guys like that. Eric Johnson, and I think Ed Stewart was the founder of it. You know, he was more – no, he wasn't a tweener, but he was around 220. So, you got to get them guys their heads up. And, Nebraska just – we had great defenses for a long time. So, hopefully we can get these guys back to where they need to be and just go out there and kick butt and dominate.
Jamel Williams.
Jamel Williams, yeah.
Thank you.
I was speaking of Williams. Yeah, Jamel Williams. Jay Foreman, smartest. Mm-hmm. Jay Foreman, one of the smartest linebackers I know. But, I couldn't
bring that wood, too.
Yeah, and I cut it, and I cut in front of him one game, and he still talks about it. He was about to pick up a punt that was blocked.
And I stepped right too slow.
I had fun playing with them guys. John Hess, Doug Coleman, Phil Ellis, them guys taught me a lot. Them were my first two people that really helped me get accustomed to the black shirt defense when I got here. And I was proud to be a black shirt. And I still am this day. It's just meeting guys like that and being friends forever. And, then we got Vershawn, the black shirt kisser. So, and it's things like that.
What did I do to deserve that? I give you the green light to lead the show, and then you tell me I'm a black shirt kisser.
Yeah, you love the black shirts.
I do love the black shirts. Yeah.
You're not an honorary black shirt. But
I am. I was an offensive black shirt.
Oh, man.
If they ever had one.
So, you was helping us out, huh?
Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is.
So you will get down in the ground and get in your stand and say.
Here's what I'm telling you. The same type of fear that you guys struck into entire offenses, I struck into some of those defenders on the side every game. They were scared of old Jackson. So Jackson was going to hit him in the mouth, and they knew it.
Oh, yeah. So the thing about you, you say black shirt, you adored him. So this is what he used to do, Bach. He'd get in his stance and say, option left. He'll tell us.
You can't. I can tell you the play, and you still can't stop it.
Yeah, you guys used to tell it, yeah.
Well, first of all, you don't know if I'm blocking you or not. On some option plays, I'm going to leave the end every single time. There's not a time that I'm going to block him. You know what he's doing? Loading up because he's thinking, oh, Jackson is coming. And I go, ole, 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 like Torre. And I ole him, and I go up to the next level, and I'm looking for Farley.
And I'm looking at the quarterback.
No, yeah, I know. You're right. Most of them are looking at the quarterback until they find me in their ear hole talking to them.
Yeah, it's done happened before. Hey, nobody can never say they got. So you know that's the one thing I can say that you know I've been grabbed on and tucked down the field a couple of times and you know and sometimes I can olay them or sometimes you know I can go head up with them. So it don't matter.
Must have been a pretty little guy if you went head up with him,
huh?
Must have been a pretty little guy.
No, 275, 280.
You took him on?
Yeah, put them hands on him.
What game?
Kansas State.
We're gonna look that up, Bobby.
Colorado.
We gotta. You know what? We gotta make him make sure got the receipts.
Go watch 20 games of me, okay? Yeah. Not the 22, but 20.
Well, it's important to see when you're missed out too. Where weren't you? You don't think so?
Huh?
You don't think it's important to watch the 22 games?
Well, you know, I did. Yeah. I seen it and.
What was the two games that you think you didn't play well?
Well, the two games I didn't play well.
Yeah, the two you didn't play.
You
said 20. You said go look at 20 and not the two.
Yeah,
that's what you talk about. Those two games.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Listen, if the worst game you ever played in your career at Nebraska was when you didn't play, you right. Hey, what's his name again? They call it that got him on
Scott,
mission.
Yeah, Scott.
I'm with Scott. You want me to give you a hug?
Nah, I don't need a hug.
I'm just making sure because Scott, I think Scott would have told you that. He gave you a big bro hug. Not a hug, a bro hug.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes I wish I would have played in that Texas game, man, because I wanted a piece of James Brown.
What are you bringing up, old memory? Plus, not.
I wanted a piece of
Was there a flu on that team?
It was flu, but let's not go there.
No excuses, but there's a flu.
Yeah, me and Terrell be up in here. It'll be some wall smacking. Okay. I haven't had a chance to even what they call it, vent.
Yes.
To him, my displeasure.
You haven't?
No, I've never vented to him.
Oh.
And I'm not. He's such an awesome guy.
Uncensored.
Yeah.
I can't. I wouldn't be able to vent on 93.7 the ticket. DP would be like, VJ, what were you thinking? Like, DP, you're right, I wasn't.
I
got in my emotions.
It wasn't me.
It was you. Sick of it. Listen, man, you're supposed to lead. See what happens when you lead the show? See?
What?
You're supposed to have been the bully leading the show.
I ain't the bully. That's you.
Well, then let me be the bully and lead.
All right.
I'm with
the black shirt.
And
Bach.
Listen, we are rolling on the captain, man. We'll have Kendall. A1 Automotive with us when we come back. It's the ticket, 93.7.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment
benefit plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.